Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is Season 2, Episode 1, Give Me My Nut, Give Me My Million. Hey guys, just checking in today with Private Conversations. I just been on some weird shit lately. I've been up and down. I'm just like, what the fuck? But this episode, season two, bitches, I'm going to have to be obviously sober on these podcasts after this. It'll just be weed after this, you know. I don't know. I'm just chilling, you know, right now. I'm just chilling, trying to be the best beautiful black king that I can be. You know, so that's just what that is. I'll probably talk about politics and things I read on like CNN and shit after this. So it just won't be as erotic and, you know, dirty. But yeah, Private Conversations. Hey guys, so I feel like with this episode, it's just gonna talk about like regrets and just bullshit that we're going through. Like, we're almost at the end of 2022. And like, what do y'all wanna work on? What do y'all wanna fix? You know? Because even though I talk this shit out for me, you know, I talk this shit out for y'all too. And I know some of y'all listen, the one and the two, you know, somebody, you know, listens. And I just feel like, you know, when you're reaching your 30s and you don't, we're just going through growing pains. You learning to discover yourself, how to love yourself, do everything right. Like, I never thought that I would like turn down certain things. And I'm just like, wow, growth. But I do want to genuinely be a better person. I genuinely want to. Not just because it looks good, because it tastes good, because it looks good on paper and et cetera. I genuinely want to be a good person. I genuinely want to grow. And, you know, us Aquarius, you know, like, we have our moments. But, nah. I want somebody to look back and be like, damn, Denzel, he that man really loved me. He really cared for me. And that means something to me. Because I'm in this life to increase for my own good. But I also want people to be like, he made me feel something. If I can look back and say that person, if that person told me, like, you made me feel something, like, I, like, you created some type of world in my mind, like, you did something for me, like, you sparked my creativity, you did something, like, I feel accomplished. Like, I want people to feel like, I want to inspire people. Creatively and spiritually, you know, religiously if possible. But I want people to look back and be like, damn, I heard that song, I read that book, I saw that movie, I saw that screenplay he wrote, and it inspired me. I saw that movie that he directed in 2027, you know. It's going to take some time, but it's going to happen, you know. 2063, finally won the Oscar, you know. He finally won the Oscar and shit. You know, died the next day and shit. You know, all that extra bullshit. But, you know, it happens. Hollywood, I'll see you soon. All right, bitches. So, I mean, here we are. Here we are, bitches. there's really not much more to say. I feel like I'm gonna go ahead and roll this blunt and just do me. Because you know what? After the couple of months that I fucking had, I've been through so much, bitches. I've been through so much these past couple of months. And I'm getting it together, slowly but surely. But yeah, let's just talk. Let's just talk. This is a fun little chat. Because there's so much that I could say, but of course I can't. You know how those NDAs work. No, I'm playing. But no. I love y'all. I love y'all for listening to me. I got, you know, when you have so many streams, you start to get paid on Anchor. And I got 57 cents. So I appreciate y'all for helping a nigga out. I'm gonna need that 57 cent one of these days. Since right now I ain't got nobody to keep me worry free. Hashtag manifest a millionaire. No, I'm just playing. But yeah. How y'all doing out there in cyber world? How y'all doing out there? Hey, y'all seen that movie Rent? That's one of my favorite movies. Only way to do is jump over the moon. So, I'm currently rolling a blunt. And I am ready to get high. Operation Blunt. Hey, what's y'all favorite color? Mine is cerulean blue. I need more straight friends. Because this is getting too much. This is becoming too much. All right, so now I'm going to lick the blunt. And then we roll. Oh, shit. Damn, it's not rolling, y'all. What's y'all's favorite movie? What's y'all's favorite theme song? No, I'm playing. So, this blunt is not rolling how I thought it was gonna roll. I don't appreciate it. What the fuck? Y'all, I don't like the way this blunt. Okay, so let me just find something to talk about right quick so I can at least fill in the space. Space, ace. I am done almost writing my EP though. Okay, so it's kind of... Oh, gosh. Damn, y'all. Oh, it's got a hole in it and shit. God damn it.
So let's do something what me and my friend used to call blunt surgery. When you have a little extra of the blunt, of the Rello, and you just put it over there. You put it over the hole. Like so, like that. And then you light it, and then you fire it up. And then you smoke it. Because that's what real bad bitches do. I wish I had some cocaine. Whoa. I don't even know which part do I light? Oh my God. Like so, like that. Like so, like that. Okay, cool. Whatevs. Now, I will say this. They are doing a Netflix series on Jeffrey Dahmer. And if anybody who truly knows me, my four best friends, they know I have a thing for serial killers. I love serial killers. Oh my gosh. That's like one of my favorite things to study. Not that I'm one or anything, but I've always like wondered like what strikes somebody to like kill, but not just kill multiple times. Like, damn, that shit is dark as fuck. But like, I remember being like, I wasn't no older than 14. I had to be 12 or 13 when I first saw American Psycho with Christian Bateman. And I just remember being just like so intrigued. Like, he's this rich man and, you know, he does his work during the day, but at night this motherfucker kills people. It's really fucked up. But someone who suffers from psychosis like me, no, I'm just playing. But no, but like somebody who, I was a dreamer as a kid, so I just like watched all type of weird shit. Like, I just, you know, that's probably why I'm so fucked up today. But you know, it's all good. You know, it's all good. You know, I don't have any bodies. But I wish they'll make this last movie about him and then just lay it to rest, because there's been like plenty of documentaries about him, but they've made like a lot of bad movies. There was a TV movie, I think, in the 80s. No, it happened in 91, so it couldn't have been past that. I think they made a movie like right after he got killed. That was a TV movie. That shit was terrible. They did the one with, I can't think of his name right now, but it was 2002. Damn, I can't think of his name, but he was in The Hurt Locker. Fuck. It's not James. Definitely not John. Damn, I forgot his name. And I could look that shit up, but I don't feel like it. But now they're doing one with Evan Peters' crazy ass. And if y'all know him, you know, he be in all the American Horror Stories, you know, series. And he's perfect for this role because he's dark as fuck. I can't wait to see this shit. I think it airs this week. Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah. It airs Wednesday. Yeah, I can't wait to see that shit. All right, so song of the day, and who do I want to go to bed with? Who do I want to go to bed with today? Who do I want to go to bed with? That means who inspired me for the week, not who do I want to actually fuck. I
let's get that under control. Who do I want to go to bed with? I want to go to bed with a couple of people today, honestly. Okay, one person, her name is Angel. I want to go to bed with Angel because she lives in her truth and she's young and she reminds me of myself when I was that age. I want to go to bed with Angel. And who else do I want to go to bed with? I want to go to bed with myself because I have to pat myself on the back for at least trying to do better and make strides in my life. I want to go to bed with myself, but I need to step it up. But I'll give myself one little good old pat on the back. One good pat. I won't give myself two. I want to go to bed with myself. And who else do I want to go to bed with? I want to go to bed with anybody that's a millionaire. If you're a millionaire and you've worked your ass off, I want to go to bed with you. You inspire me. Song of the day. I talk about her a lot. I think I'm going to add it on to this podcast too. Million Dollar Baby by Ava Max. It's a really good music video too. Y'all should check it out. You know, my girl's always dancing. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.